Next one, 1.7 KAYL, rolling on with the pregame before kickoff in Sioux Rapids, and now a chat with Ridgeview coach Jeff DeHaan. And Jeff, we chatted on Saturday morning, as we always do, but let's go back as you reviewed your 21-7 win over Fort Dodge St. Edmund, and what do you have to say about that?
Oh, well, you know, anytime you can go over to St. Ed's and get a victory on their field at homecoming, it's a positive thing for us. I think someone told me that that was their fourth loss at home in 10 years. So you got to be proud about that.
Definitely. And Tyler Wingert threw a touchdown, ran for two others. As far as the passing game goes, six receivers have at least seven catches. Five have caught at least one touchdown. And really nothing new for Ridgeview football, as whoever the quarterback is always seems to do a great job of spreading the ball around, and no different this year.
No, not at all. That's what we like to do. We like to spread the ball around quite a bit. You know, I'm a strong believer in getting your kids out in space and making them play some football. So, and it's no different this year. Tyler's done a great job distributing the football to our receivers, and we have some really nice receivers that can do a lot of good things when the ball's in their hands in open space. So, you know, I don't foresee that changing.
Jake Kliegel has only played defense since getting hurt in the OABCIG game. What's that situation looking like going forward?
No, he's playing offense for us. Just had moved him to the offensive line is all.
Okay.
You know, so I think we were doing some game planning and wondering what we could do, and we thought that he'd benefit us better at the offensive line, and he's done a great job there for us.
All right. Haven't seen you guys play since week one, so that's what's going on there. And what are you focused on facing Sioux Central here in this week's game?
Oh, they're great. You know, just watching them on film, you know, they're a hard-nosed team, and their backs do a nice job of running downhill, and then their offense, defensive line get off the ball really quick. So, you know, we got to be prepared to play four quarters, and we got to play a physical football game when we face them.
Jeff, I know you're not looking ahead too much, focused on tonight first and foremost, but got to point this out, got a big showdown with Garrigan next week, then at an MMCRU team that's struggled a little bit, and with every win would put you in position where you're at least playing for a playoff spot in that Week 9 game with South O'Brien, and a win tonight would be a big step in that direction.
Oh, we know that. You know, I told the kids tonight's a huge game for us, and you know, and we're not going to hide away from that, or you know, let the kids know that they know how important this game is for us. Each week, you know, from here on out is going to be an important game for us, and it's a big. I mean, when you only get two teams in the playoffs, you know, every week is basically like a playoff week. You know, so we like where we're sitting, but we got to do some good work tonight to keep putting ourselves in that situation.
Coach, thanks for the visit, and good luck to you and the Raptors.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Ridgeview coach Jeff DeHaan joining us, and let's take a time out, and we'll be kicking it off shortly, approaching 7 o'clock. Ridgeview at Sioux Central. It's the area game of the week on Mix 101.7 KAYL and StormLakeRadio.com.